We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. In verse 3, Luke records for us, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was as zealous for God as any of you are today." So the Apostle Paul is giving his defense from the steps of the Antonia fortress as he tries to get the Jewish crowd in the temple to understand that he is not anti-Semitic nor anti-law. So I've been telling you that Paul immediately tells them that he was born in Cilicia, but he was brought up in Jerusalem. The word "brought up" is very likely a reference to his bar mitzvah. So Paul again is connecting with the Jewish crowd that he has been raised, brought up, bar mitzvahed in Jerusalem. Again, anything but anti-Semitic. I also told you that there were two schools of interpretive study in Paul's day. One led by Rabbi Hillel, who was known for his gentleness and compassion, and another led by Rabbi Shammai, who was known to be very, very dour and very, very adamant about his theological views. So the two men had very different interpretive schools. For example, Rabbi Shammai insisted that the only grounds for divorce under the law of Moses was unfaithfulness on the part of the wife. Hillel represented the more liberal strain of theology. Some have jokingly said that Hillel says, if the wife burns the bagels, that's grounds for a divorce. So as a consequence of their different approaches, Torah students chose between the very conservative rabbinical school of Shammai or the very liberal school of Hillel. As you can imagine, more first century rabbi students chose Hillel's school since his rabbinical tradition was much more popular. Hillel's greater popularity is also reflected in the fact that the Sanhedrin chose him and not Shammai as their president. So this brings us back to Paul's reference to Gamaliel. Following in Hillel's interpretive line, Gamaliel was considered the greatest of his day. Many Jews felt that the Jewish deep reverence for the law actually died with him. So coming back to Paul's defense, we can see how all of this tied into his appeal to the crowd. Paul was establishing his Jewish credentials in his apologia. He was cementing his right to speak to the crowd before he told them his conversion story. So now that brings us again to verse 3, where he says, "I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. I studied under Gamaliel and was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors. I was just as zealous for God as any of you are today." So after indicating that he was mentored by Gamaliel, Paul goes on to say, "I was thoroughly trained in the law of our ancestors." In Galatians 1:14, Paul reflects back on this. He writes, "I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my father." As we are seeing, Paul was being very intentional about his choice of words when he speaks to this adversarial crowd. In verse 5, he emphasizes that he was thoroughly trained in the Mosaic law. Since his Ephesian opponents accused him of being anti-law, Paul tells the crowd, "I was carefully trained in the Torah." Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.